Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I'd want you to be here forever.
That's Chicago bringing us back. 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Amit Kazar. Multifunding.com is the website. He's the founder and the CEO over there. He is an award-winning thought leader in his field and just does so much good things for people like you out there, folks, all you small business owners who are trying to get the capital to grow your business. He's right there on board with you, helping you out. If you'll go to multifunding.com, you'll see what he does. It's high quality stuff. Amit, thanks again for being here. We're talking about Shark Tank and what I think Shark Tank is dangerous. And here's the main reason I think it's dangerous, Amit. As number one, you covered it in the last segment. It leads people, and never mind the famous person, whether somebody's trying to get a famous person or not. You get these startups who say, I need to get funding. That's my first step. The first thing I need to do is get funding. As you said earlier, even before they know if the dogs will eat their dog food. And that's a mistake. That's a myth. You don't need to do that. You need to make sure the dogs will eat your dog food. You need to go get customers, even if it's just one. And then you need to borrow money, even if it's wherever you got to get it, to get the business out of the ground a little bit and still hold on to the ownership of the company. Let me say this one last thing. I mean, you said that you thought it was instructional to watch the people make their pitches. And I agree with you on that, except here's where the instruction starts becoming dangerous. They give away half their company for $250,000. That's ridiculous.
Right. And the other thing is that, and that, take it, this might be the way that the show gets edited, but let me ask you a question, Jim. What about businesses black and white when we're making decisions and strategy?
Nothing is black and white. Nothing is black and white. It's all gray.
Everything in that show, the way it's black and white.
That's a good point.
99%
that's an excellent point.
Tumble. Or the feedback from the shark. It's black and white. It's
not, yeah.
I think this, or maybe we should think about this, or here are the pros and cons of that.
It's no nuances
black
at all.
Or white. And that's not how business is.
That's well said.
Business is part of great. That's the one thing. The other thing on the debt topic, I don't know if you ever caught it. I wrote a column for the New York Times about it once. But one time Mark Cuban came out and said, anyone who starts business with debt is a moron.
Oh, I can't believe that. Did he say that, really?
Yeah. And I have a shirt, actually. I made a shirt in my office. It's hanging on the wall. It says, Mark Cuban, I'm a moron, and I'm proud of it.
No, I think you should have said, Mark Cuban, you're a moron. And there are other people. There's another talk show host who tells people never go into debt, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is that if you're a small business owner, the best capital – after a customer's writing you a check and your own resources, the best capital is a loan from a lending institution.
Correct.
Because you pay them off and they go away.
Right. The other thing that drives me nuts is there used to be three of the sharks, but now two of the sharks, Barbara Krikorian and I believe still what's the name of the lady, the Lori Grenier from Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Barbara Krikorian is a spokeswoman for OnVet Capital, and Lori Grenier is a spokeswoman for Cabbage Capital. And these are
a little bit of a conflict of interest there, isn't it?
Well, it's not that. They're putting their brand name now on lenders that lend money at 60 to 100% APRs.
Well, that's my point. I see what you're saying. Yeah, because, so folks, the thing is number one, your first objective when you start a business is not to go get funding. I wish I had a nickel for every time I heard someone say that. Your first objective is to go get a customer.
Correct.
And then your second objective is to get them to buy it from you a second time.
I had dinner in New Orleans. I wasn't the only one there. About eight of us at the table the other night with Kevin O'Leary at a conference. And we all had to drink the O'Leary wine. So,
oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
He's a Shark Tank guy. He's a Shark Tank. Kevin O'Leary's a Shark Tank guy.
Yeah, and I said to him, Kevin, I have an idea for you. Why don't you put a lender on the show and then let the lender compete with you guys, and maybe the lender will say to the entrepreneur, you know what, I'll give you a loan for that, but you're going to have to put a lien on your house.
Uh-huh.
Or, and then let them...
Which I've done, by the way.
Yeah, so have I. And let the kids see the... watching the show, see that tough choice between giving away 30% of your company or getting a loan and putting a lien on your house.
What did he say?
Oh, he said he's the lender. I said, you're a lender bigger than your ego. But but there's a point in that, because those are real decisions that people make. These are the tough decisions. And entrepreneurs should understand that oftentimes on this show, people give away a whack of equity for their company when they could do it with purchase order financing.
That's right.
Or accounts receivable.
There's 100 ways to capitalize a company before you take an investor in. And, you know, one time I was on a show and I gave the people, they were doing a pitch on the show. It was like Shark Tank, except I wasn't going to give them any money. And they asked me what I thought their score was in their pitch. And I didn't give them a great score. And when we come back here for these messages, I'll tell you why I didn't give them a good score. I'm Mike Kazar, and I will be right back. Multifunding.com is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.